Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, thinking about the top of the page, about a Mishnah. The Mazel for others will finish the third parak, and here we go with the fourth parak. We are moving along. Zog the Halakha Mishnah. Both in monetary issues and in capital cases, we do drisha and chakirus. So says Rashi, just like it says the words mishpat echad yelachem, and it says by the words by dinim fashas v'derash to v'chakarta. Therefore, you do the dinim momentus as well. And now the Gemara and the Mishnah says that, although there are a lot of similarities between these, there's also differences. Now, first, to understand, Drisha Chakira saw that there's a whole list of questions that are asked, and that we split up to eight, then we ask them a bunch of questions. So now, Ma Bein Dinei Momenus Ben Nefashos, what's the difference between them? Dinei Momenus Ben Shlosha, when you have when it comes to money, it's with three. Dinei Nefashos Ben Shlosha, it's 23. Dinei Momenus Poschin Ben Lushchus Ben Lechov, you could start off the case by discussing the areas where you're going to get them off the hook or you're going to get them on the hook. Dinei Nefashos, when it comes to Dinei Nefashos, by capital cases, then Poschin Ben Lushchus Ben Lechov, you only start off with Schus, with the good part. Dinei Momenus Matin Alpi Echad Ben Lushchus Ben Lechov, when it comes to money, since it's decided by the majority of one. If you have one more that says that you're Chayev, one, then the person can be Chayev. Or one says that there is Zaka, it works. When it comes to schus, when it comes to the nefashos, to find them off the hook, you only need to have one more than the other side. Again, let's say you have 23 judges, so you have 12 saying one way and 11 saying the other way. If it's a schus, it's got to be by one, and if it's by a chov, it's got to be two. When it comes to the money, then you can get reversed, and either way, either to chov, that is, if it passes that the guy's off the hook, we can open up the case again and still find that maybe the person's on the hook, or vice versa. If you pardon the person, they're off, it's done. But even if the person is on the hook, we can get him off the hook. When it comes to anyone else, anyone can come along and go and find a way to get him off the hook, on or off the hook. Everyone can get him off the hook, but not everyone can get him on the hook. Says Rashi, we're talking about the Talmidim that were sitting by the Dayanim. They can't go and speak up to find something bad for him. They can't speak up to find something good for him when it comes to Dine Nefashis, but Dine Mamadis, you can do either way. Dine Mamadis, Amalamid Chova, Malamid Chus. When it comes to Dine Mamadis, someone's Malamid Chova, Rashi says, Dine, Shehischa, Tchila, Havi, Rayos, Lachova. If you find something bad, then Yochalachs or Labas Chus, he can switch it the other way. Vamamid Chus, Malamid Chova, and if you find something to get him on off the hook, you can get him on the hook. But in the first shows, when it comes to the capital punishment, that would be killing somebody, then Hamalam Mechova, Malam Mitzchus, someone who found something bad, I can find good, but if Malam Mitzchus, in Yochalach, so Malam Mechova. But if you found something good, you can't find something bad. And that is, it says Rashi, as far he dabin and vehitzi, I have to go and save him. But Gemara Mukim La, b'shas masamata. Talking about the time when they're going back and forth, who deliachser? That's when you don't go back. The mitoch shata amr lo shaloi alachser. If you tell me you're not allowed to go and find something bad, once you find something good, then who machser acharayos lahamid? It's where he's going to look deeply to find ways to go and to back himself up. B'shem yimtzer rayos nakolos. Maybe we'll find a good raya to get him off the hook. Abashas Gemara then we're asking passing the alacha shekvar chizer al kol tzadim and already went back and all the different tzadim. V'nir lo. He finds a taka, none of this is really good. Then that's not real MS stick up tightness to get him off the hook. Then what's it then? Then he can attack and find chova. Back in the Mishnah, you could start off in during the day and finish it at night time. You can finish it in the night. Says Rashi, that maso matin shel din v'gamina b'layla im ratzu yala in yala for Gemara. We're going to learn the Gemara. Din of fashas danim b'yom v'gom b'yom. When it comes to capital cases, it's got to be done during the day and finished during the day. Dina Mamanas Gomer Bo Bayom, Dina Nefashos Danim Bayom, Vigomer Bayom. Capital case have to be tried by the day and concluded by day. Dina Mamanas Gomer Bo Bayom, Bein Lechus Bein Lechova. When it comes to cash money, it can be the finish of that day, whether it's Schus or Chova. Dina Nefashos Gomer Bo Bayom Lechus. It can only be finished that day if it's to get him off the hook. Bayom Shalacharv Lechova. But if it's in order to give him, to he's going to get killed, then it can only be done at the next day. The Figa, you got to sleep on it. Figa can't done in Loba Erev Shabbos, Loba Erev Yontif. You can't do Erev Shabbos and Yontif because you have to kill him the same day you pass it, and it can't be on the next day. It's going to be Shabbos, and you have to be waiting for it, and that's going to come in pain. Dinei Mamonos, Hat Tumbos, Fataros, Maschim, and Agadol. When it comes to Dinei Mamonos, cash, money, and Tumen Tara, we start with the biggest, the greatest sage over there. We start with the greatest that we have. Says Rashi, Imba Adam Lishal Aldavar, Aldavar Tairos, Maschim, and Agadol. We ask, what does he say in the matter? We start from the side, from the smaller people. She says, the God is going to be mechayev. People are not going to want to argue with him. We pass in when he says, because it's written without the yud. Al rav, below yud. So people are not going to want to go against him. We want to find the good. Hakol k'shem lo dinu b'damus, everyone is kosher to be dan dinu b'damus, and even Mamzerim says Rashi, v'ena kol k'shem lo dinu dinu b'damus, not everyone is kosher to be dan dinu b'damus, elo kohanim levim b'yisraelim, ha-masiyin l'kun, except for kohanim levim and Yisraelim, who are eligible to marry their kids to kohanim, says Rashi, ha-miyuchasim v'uriyin l'hasil b'nosayim l'kohanim, says a hilig gemara. This is really true when it comes to dinim mamonos, when it's money issues, that we have drisha v'chakira. Raminu, but we have a contradiction from the braisa. Shtar is manu kasa b'echad b'nisam b'shmita. If you have a shtar chov, you know, it's an IOU, who's was recorded in the first of Nisan of Shmita. Now we know that that on Shmita year, it knocks away loans, but that's not talking about the year of Shmita, it's the year after Shemitah. So we have Shachutz written on the first of Nisan and Shemitah. Ubo Edavarim and Edom come along and they say that to the ones that signed on the Shtar. Hechatem Edom al Shtar Zeh. How could you be in that you signed them? It's Farlo Bayom Ploni, Manu, Isam, Vakam Ploni. You were with us in another place. It was far away when this was written. Shtar Kasher for Edom Kher. And the Shtar is Kasher. And the Edom are still going to be good. Chashin and Shema Echaru Ksavu, because we suspect maybe the Edom of the loan were delayed in writing the Shtar and then wrote it at a later date. So the testimony about where they were on the date is not conclusive in reference to whether this is their testimony was about the loan. And if you want to say we need Drisha Chakira, even when it comes to Dini Nefashos, you know, to figure this out, right? Because why did you do Drisha Chakira? To check the Edom. We separate them and ask them a series of questions, right? So that's the whole purpose of why we do that. We ask, you know, the time and the place to get clarity of what's going on. And if that's really what we said, even by the nefashos, then how would you then accept this testimony by saying, oh, maybe they were delayed and it was done on a later date? That's the whole purpose of what was done over there, and therefore this never would have happened in the first place. So must be we don't do drishos and chakiros. Okay, so we kind of put a pause this for a moment, and and we ask, okay, hold on a second. According to your logic, you should find the Mishnah also problematic, because shtarei chov hamukdam min psulim. Shtar chov, when it comes to an IOU, that it's a mukdam, that it's written, you know, at a time when it's not, that's a predated thing, it's going to be no good. But if it's meuchar, it's later, it's kosher. And if you say nidrish v'chakira, even by cash money, right, to make sure exactly when it was, and Mukhar and Mike Sherim. If it's Mukhar, then why should it be good? We should look at it like as a shtar, which is problematic. So it must be that we don't hold the Drish Chakira. It says going to Halo Kasha, that difa mine kamin, because the question that we ask from the Bryce is actually stronger than we can ask from the Mishnah. That feel echabishmita. We see from the Bryce that even in reference to the Shtar that's dated the first of Nisan of Shemitah, the Lo Shchichenish Demosfei, when it's uncommon to find people who are going to lend money at that particular time because they're scared that maybe the debt is going to be knocked out, I'm not going to get it. The Lekalim Rishamei Chiru Uksavuhu, and therefore it's not as plausible to say that maybe the witnesses delayed the writing of the shtar and wrote it later, the lomar l'shtari, because the lender wouldn't want to undermine the shtar by making it a shmita year, by pushing it off. Afil hachi, still, nonetheless, kevan, the shvias sofa mishametas, since it's only the end of the shmita year that knocks it out, Right, so that, okay, could be that he pushed off that year. Machshirinon, we still make it kosher. Since the Bryce is teaching that we accept the possibility of a shtayim ocher, even when this is less likely, the Gemara wants to bring this question from this particular Bryce. Okay, so now we call makom kasha, right? So we have a kasha, because the Mishnah says that monetary cases, we have drisha and chakiris, but from the Bryce it seems like we don't have that. So it's the Gemara. Simon Cherpash. We're going to have a series of answers. Cherpash stands for Chanina, as in Rav Chanina, Rav Papa, and Rav Ashi. Here we go. Al Rav Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echadini, Momra Zechadini, Fashim, Jushu, Chakira, Mida, Raisa, both of needed. Shinem, Mishmen, Echadia, Lachem. Umatam, Momra, Dini, Momra, Slobin, and Jushu, Chakira. So what's the reason why they don't need it? Kadisha, Lutin, on those, Bafne, Lovin. So you don't lock up the door in front of people that land. We saw this earlier in the Mesechet, right? On Daf Gimel. Where did we see this? Base on a base, right? Okay. Right, so really, Taka, you're right, but we don't want people not to lend, and if they're going to get all these Yishu Chadir, it's not going to lend anything. Practically, Gemara, Ela Meyata, and if that's really true, beep, turn the page on base, on base. Tau lo yishalmu, that if judges make a mistake, they should have to go and pay for the damages, because they didn't have the opportunity to actually, they shouldn't be chayiv. Lo yishalmu, they shouldn't have to go and pay, because they didn't have a chance to do Yishu Chakiras. Certainly, then you're going to lock it up from the lenders. Says Rashi, the Mishari and Lahafsilei, they based in tone. They're going to be scared to have to pay because of Bezin that messed up. So therefore, we say, okay, Bezin does have to do it, and we allow you to do it without Jewish Chakiras. Rav Amar gives a second answer. Masnisin dahacha bedide kedasos. Actually, our Mishnah is not talking about what the normal cases of. Right? We're talking about Dina Knossos, which are penalties, Knas, and that still does require Jewish Chazkiris. For Idach, Bodos, Havos, but the Bryce that you brought, that's talking about admissions and loans, which they waive their requirement of Jewish Chazkiris because, like we said before, that we don't want to lock it up. Papa Amar, Idiv, Idiv, Bodos, and says, no, really, but answer number three, he comes in, he says that both these cases dealing with Hodos and Avos, admissions and loans, and still they don't contradict each other. Kan bidin merumeh. Here in the Mishnah, we're talking about a claim that seems to be something is shady. It's merumeh. Ashes beizin makirin betoveh zeh shuramai. We know about this guy that he's a trickster. Oh, mivina tainus ramai betovar. We hear that there's some sort of shit going on over here, and therefore the judges are going to check it carefully, even though we don't normally do it. And kan bidin shena merumeh. And the Braisa is talking about a case where people, there's no reason to think there's any sort of shady business going on. Kiddurish Lakish, right? The Rish Lakish sees us when you have a little shady, you look into it more. Durish Lakish Ramik Siv, it says that you, with righteousness shall you judge your fellow. Siv Tzedek said a tear off, and it says you shall pursue it. Hakeitzad, how does that work over here, right? The fact that it says tzedek, it indicates that they have to go an extra, measure of tzedek and be intense with their judging, right? So then, therefore, they have to check the witnesses in a very thorough manner. But when it says tzedek tishon misecha, it just seems a little bit more lax. So why would it be they have to do a little more? Okay, so that kambadin maruma. I want to talk about a case where there's, you have the reason to believe that there's some shady business going on. Kambadin shane maruma. The other talking about a case where there's less reason to think that there's no reason to think there's shadiness. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, and this is the next answer, comes, says, Masnisin kiddushaninan, this contradiction between the our Mishnah, is like, and then the Braisa is like we said. Meaning, like we learned from those three answers we saw, Kroy echad l'din the echad l'frasha l'pshara, the pasuk that's Barbara Shlakish are not a contradiction because the pasuk is saying the word tzedek twice because one is talking about justice and one's talking about pshara, talking about compromising. One is for din, one's for pshar. Ketzad, shtei sfinos over his benar. Let's say you have two boats that are coming along the river in opposite directions. And they meet up with each other. Now we're stuck because it's a narrow area. It's a Panama Canal.
You're going through there. They can't both fit through. So what do you do? Im over shteim tovos. If both of them go through, then both of them are going to end up sinking. Rashi says, because they're not going to do each other. Mezech is shteim over. So if they go one after the other, both of them are going to make it. Right? But in order to do that, one has to move out of the way to the side so the other one can go and pass. Right? So... So we have two camels that are going through this very steep area of Beis Chorun. They go meet up each other. If they both go at the same time, it gets very narrow and it gets very steep on both sides. They're both going to die. They're both going to fall and it's going to be over. Okay, but someone has to move to the side there. So how do we do it? If this boat or this camel is loaded and the other one's not loaded up, then the one that is not loaded should move to the side. So for the one that's loaded, krova shena krova. If one is close to the city and the one's far away from the city, tichle krova pnei shena krova. The one that's close should move away for the one that's far away. How you shteim krova shteim rchokos. Let's say if both of them are equal distance, right, close to the cities, they're both equal far. Hatel pshara b'neim. If to work out a pshara, umaylo schar zulazu, and let them compensate one to the other. Work it out. Tanu Rabbanan, tzedek tear dof righteousness shall you pursue. Halach acher beis din yafag. That means to tell you to go for a good beis din. Acher Rabbi Eliezer lelod, for example, go to Rabbi Eliezer lelod. Acher Rabbi Yochanan mazake livror chayil. Or after him, the place called Vror Chayil. Tana Kol Rechayim Biburai. If you hear the sound of a mill in a town called Borne, then Shavua HaBen, Shavua HaBen. It's like they're saying the week of the sun, the week of the sun. Rashi points out that this is talking about that there's a bris mila that's about to happen. It was during the Romans had a decree that you can't have any bris mila, so as a simon that they were going to have it, they made this thing where they would grind the mill, and they would be symbolizing they were getting ready for medicine in order to go ahead to take care of the kid after the bris mila, and that's what was done. Or haner before chayil, if one sees light of a candle by this city over here, it's like they're saying mishtasham. There's a feast over here. There's a feast over here. Right? There's the candles that were lit in the day. Or a lot of candles, an unusual amount of night, was a sign that there was a feast that was having of the town of there. There was a chasa that was going on, or there was a bris that was going on. Okay, now back to where we are. Tanu Rabbanan, tzedek tzedek tirvof. You go in righteous, so you pursue halachah chachamim liyeshiva. This is telling you should go after the chachamim to the yeshiva to deal with the case. Rashi says base of vad shasham base din kavua. You go in acher Rabbi Eliezer belud v'chein bekulam kol echad lemkomo, each one according to their place. Back of the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer belud acher Rabbi Yochum zakei lefrachay alachir Rabbi Shol lepkian, was the place where he was. Rabbi Yochum gamliel leavne acher Kilo ben Brak, Acher Rabbi Masia leRomi, Acher Rabbi Chananya ben Chajin leSichne, Acher Rabbi Yosef leZipor, Acher Rabbi Huda ben Seir leNitziv, Acher Rabbi Yeshua leGola, Acher Rabbi leBei Sharim, Acher Chachamim leLishkas Hagazis. These are all places that you go to. Dini Mamon is Poskin. Okay, so we said about Dini Mamon as we go out and we start. What was the Mishnah? What did it say? It says Poskin being Zchus, being Lechol. We start out the way you want. Dini Nefash is Poskin, Zchus, being Poskin. You're going to start a positive because you want to try to get him off the hook. Chikich Chamina. What do we say? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Amrina. This is what we say. Me Yemer Kedigam Rusu. Who says it happened the way that you said it happened? Right? When we start to defend this person by saying to the witnesses that maybe they were trying to go out to do something wrong over here and do something. Rashi says Shema Beitza Basem Vazui Psichas Atzalozem. Maybe you came in to try to get him killed. I'm like Ula V'ha Chasminon Lahu. But if we do that, then we're gonna close up their mouths, because who's gonna want to? People maybe are going to go and say, okay, fine, you're right, we take it back. Right? Rashi says, Chos Menonu is PM, Kishan Machisham Osam, Vyachsav Hembetoch Kedidiba, and they're going to back out. Okay, so let it be that we close up their mouths. Milo Tan, Yemil Karabai, Shabbat Shem, Lazar Omer, Messian, Adam, and Makam, the Makam, we move the witnesses from one place to the next. Because they should start Daitan Vyachsav Hem, in order that they should, get all, lose their mind, basically, and then they're going to back out. So let's do that. Me Dami says, hold on a second. Can you compare the two? Hasam and Mela Kamitru. Over there, you move from one place to the other, they're just going to get frustrated. But here you're straight up going and getting them to shut their mouth. And that's that you can't do. They're coming straight against who they are. This is what it means. This is what we say. Do you have other witnesses to discredit these witnesses through Azama? Can we open up, you know, by giving a schus for this person? Which is going to be chov to the other one? Right? It's going to look bad, you know, for the witness over there. Like if they succeed in finding eight that make the first one Solomon, and the first set are going to be killed. Would it really be a chov for these witnesses? We have Gemara Din over here, so it should be fine. Hacha Amina. No, this is what I mean. Ilu shasak haya the gemar din. If he's quiet until the gemar din, umay say the marzim and then they bring them. High really chov. So this can be chov. Ela merab amina lehutle. What do we say to the person getting accused? We say yesh lecha edim lachishan. Do you have witnesses to contradict that of what the accusing witness is? Right. Just find an acquittal. But there's not going to be any zomits going on. So it's not going to be like Iman or Yisim, but we have edus to say a little differently. We say to the witnesses, by your words, Ploni, the one you're accusing, would seem to be exonerated, right? Should be off the hook, right? That is Rav Kana saying, according to Rav Kana, they open up their things by saying to the witnesses that they think that the accused is going to be found innocent, and then they start their case. We say, if you didn't commit the murder, then don't be afraid of being convicted. Right? Otherwise, the one who's getting accused, they reassure him so that he won't be overwhelmed and stop him from coming up with a good rebuttal. Someone's in court, they get very nervous, but he's like, don't worry, relax. If you're innocent, then you're innocent. So just let's talk about it. They start by saying, anyone who knows a way to get this guy off the hook, come forward and try. Tiny confessed by Rabbi of the Pressers, backs us up. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, this is talking about the Kohen statement to a woman who's accused of adultery. Im lo chashav, ish osach, vim lo satis. This is like by Sota. Right, ilosatis. Right, so we try to find a way. Beep, turn the page. Lamed gimel meraf mikan shaposchem b'din nefashot tchilas chos. From here, we learn out the capital punishment. We start off with a way to try to get them off the hook. Right, if no man was with you, and if you have not strayed, that's what we start with in order to teach us this idea, and that's where they get it from. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.